Great Country Q94. It's Lori and Cody. Sorry. We are out here at County Line Country Fest. It's warm.
It's warm.
But you might be getting warmer over there because you're sitting next to a pretty girl.
I am. That is a fact. I am. Yes.
We've got today's opener, Kaylee Rose, is here. I got to give Cody a hard time because
I kind of feel
like his mom sometimes, and I need to find him a girlfriend.
Is that your mission?
It's my mission.
Yeah.
How long have you been single for? Too long? Is that why this is?
Yeah, no, not 25 years. Couple of years now.
So, like I said, no offense to you, I need to find him a girl in Prairie du Chien.
Yes.
So that he doesn't leave the radio station.
Do you want me to make an announcement on stage during my set? It wouldn't be the first time I've done that.
Put my face up on the Jumbotron. Right. With my number,
ladies,
we'll get it all going. Yeah.
Unless you would like to move to Prairie du Chien. I mean, I'm just saying. It's a nice river town.
I noticed that. You know, Wisconsin, you guys have a lot of rivers.
I
don't think it's a known thing outside of Wisconsin that you guys have, like, big river towns
there's
and stuff like that, you know?
The
Mississippi River,
I actually had somebody one time was like, I didn't know the Mississippi River was like this far north. And I was like, yeah, it even goes farther north.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know that either, but I'm not going to make myself look worse right now. So
we are talking with Kaylee Rose, getting ready for your set today. You are taking the stage at 3 p.m. today.
Yes, ma'am. Talk
a little bit about yourself. You're from Florida. We talked about that off air. Give us a background.
Yes.
Who is Kaylee Rose?
So I'm from Florida. I moved to Nashville exactly 8 years ago today.
Oh.
Yeah. So been almost a decade now. They say it's a 10-year town, so give me 2 more years and I'll make it. And I'm a songwriter, and I guess a lot of people know me now from TikTok and Facebook Reels and Instagram Reels. I've gotten really lucky for the past year on those apps. I just share my songs on there, and it's been a huge blessing for me. I've gotten like 600,000 new followers in just 1 year, so.
We talked with Trey Lewis on Thursday, and he kind of blew up on TikTok as well. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that would be the way you would kind of get your start?
No, I'm a huge hypocrite because if you would have asked me like this time last year, I would have said TikTok's the reason music sucks. And I was so against it. And then once I blew up one time, I was like, oh my gosh, I love you, TikTok. I get it now. And now
right.
I'm like, yeah,
so
just
have you,
a big hypocrite.
Have you leaned into it now or do you still want to be known? I want to be on the radio. Obviously, I want to do the other mediums, but I'm going to embrace TikTok and what it's provided for you.
You know, I think that you kind of have to look at TikTok, Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels kind of as the icing on the cake. It's free marketing. It's a way to get your music heard without needing a label. Like, you still need to do the shows. You need to go, you know, play for real people in front of real crowds. Cause that's what it's still about at the end of the day.
Right.
And I just think it's a new piece of the puzzle that you can either look at it as a terrible thing, like, oh, you have to add in hours for content and this and that. Or you can look at it as, wow, now it's a whole new way to reach millions of people for free.
Right.
So. Do you ever feel the pressure of trying to get new content? Because TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, you could be TikTok famous 1 week and then the next week it's like, I have to come up with
You know, I keep it pretty simple. I'm not tech savvy. And I think that as long as you're authentic with yourself, it's going to be easy. So for me, I really just sit there and just play my songs and sing along to them. Like, I just keep it super. I don't do the fancy transitions or dances. I don't do the dances. You will not see me shaking my butt on TikTok. Not yet, at least. Who knows? Maybe a year from now, I will be.
We need some content ideas in the future. Maybe go to it.
Never say never.
Well, thanks so much for talking with Kaylee Rose. You're from Florida, so you're used to the heat, correct?
Yes, but I'm not going to lie. It's a little
humid.
Yeah, I think I brought the humidity. I'm very sorry, everyone.
Maybe take that back with you.
I watch out tomorrow. It's beautiful here.
Yes, right.
It probably will be.
That fall air will
start. You guys, let me know if that happens. Okay.
All right.
Talking with Kaylee Rose. She's getting ready to take the stage today at County Line Country Fest. It will be 3 p.m. Kaylee Rose, you're not going to want to miss it. Get in here. The gates are open. The beer is cold. The beer tent. Bands are playing up until she performs today. They're playing till 2:30, so it gives you enough time to finish your beer in the beer tent, go to the bathroom, and then find your spot.
Go to the bathroom, you guys.
Definitely go to the bathroom. Maybe buy a bottle of water.
And head on
towards
stage.
Maybe hydrate.
Yeah.
you know.
I heard again, rumor again today, it's really cool next to the stage. Like the weather is a lot better right up by the stage. So
I did hear that too. And
I heard it. Yeah, that's the best spot to be.
But let's remember, I know we all joke that Busch Light is like water, but it's not. And maybe you do need an actual, actual Aquafina or Dasani in there.
Right.
So. Thanks so much, Kaylee.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait.
It's Lori and Cody and Kaylee out here for County Line Country Fest.